Sometimes the naming of a town is quite a story in itself. That's the case for what became one of Missouri's largest cities. However, few know the origins of this place. That seems to indicate it's at a great elevation. The story is next on The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As Sue Hart, a volunteer at the Lee's Summit History Museum, explains, this town of over 100,000 today was founded in the days of the Civil War.
Lee's Summit was founded in 1865 by William B. Howard. He originally named the town Strother after his deceased wife's maiden name.
But that name, Strother, was already in use, and another name was needed.
So he named it after Dr. Pleasant Lee, who was a friend of his. Dr. Lee's name was spelled L-E-A.
Dr. Lee had been killed in 1862 in the Civil War ambushes along the Missouri-Kansas border, so the town was named after Lee, but the spelling of his name didn't make it correctly on our maps of today.
When they painted it on the original boxcar that served as the first depot, they misspelled it. L-E-E is a more common spelling, and we've been L-E-E ever since.
But the city's name is Lee's Summit, which leaves people asking, why is Dr. Lee attached to a place that sounds perhaps like achieving a lofty height?
That is the highest position on the railroad, and the key there is on the rail lines between St. Louis and Kansas City.
Lee's Summit is one of the few towns in the U.S. with an apostrophe in its name, and is today Missouri's sixth largest city. Its beginnings were much different.
It was definitely an agricultural community, and we have a tribute to our agricultural heritage here at the museum.
This was a prime spot for agriculture in the early days of settlement.
A lot of orchards grew in the area, but there were also dairy farms, horse farms.
Today, the streets where many of those farms were located bear the name of the family who farmed there, a story told at this history museum. Traveling the Countryside in Lee's Summit, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.